This is Liam O'Rourke. Sullivan indicates a tall man with caterpillar eyebrows and thick black hair. Sullivan makes the mistake of setting Paul off with the inevitable polite question about our trip to see them. How was your journey down here? In response, Paul inches his way down the highways of England, describing every turn and obstacle as if it were of great interest to our hosts. I sigh inwardly and settle back in the comfortable leather chair. A striking black lady with wide flashing eyes and beautiful tight curls comes in and distributes hot drinks. Paul is a boring man. He's one of Martin's managers and someone I find deeply irritating. It was Eric who insisted I came all this way with Paul to cover for Martin's unexplained absence. Eric is the managing partner, not a man to be denied if I want to keep my job, no matter what childcare problems it gives me. Now, Paul is sitting at the table peering down his long skinny nose, head shining in the fluorescent light. I notice his shirt buttons protruding beneath the black cardigan, tight across his ample belly, like pieces of coal on a snowman. There seems little harm in the man, unless I count his inability to know when to stop his flow of drivel. On my own, I could have this due diligence exercise done in half a day. Paul's presence means I have to spend the night away. Little Toby will be inconsolable when he realizes his mother won't be there at bedtime.